Audio Gravity, 13th of August 2009. First link today is the ultra, ultra small. Can you get any smaller? No, so therefore we have to make really big noise about it by doing a massive logo on it. The shortest URLs, period. So you know it's an American site, you know, they always use period at the end of it. U.NU, three characters, ultra small. Slightly jealous because my URL is one character bigger. God, I feel so immaterial. The shortest URLs dot period. Another URL company just come out of the middle of Nowheresville. Again, with all of these things that's cracking off to do with URL, short URL companies disappearing, vanishing, coming, going. Be very careful about using short URL services for things that you want to have permanent links to in the future, because you never know when a short URL service will disappear. A couple of recommendations for you. If you're using WordPress, you can download a few plugins which allow you to use URLs on your own domain. Obviously, if you're in control of your own domain, then you'll know if your site is going down or not. And obviously, it requires your site, your domain to be up to be able to use it. So it makes more sense to have it as a short URL to your service. For mine, it makes it incredibly cool because it is small anyway. But u.nu, the shortest URL period, they have an API. It looks very, very simple in approach. I don't know if they're going to be around for a long time, but they certainly are one of the shortest ones that I've seen. Next link today. Now, this is really cool. I can't believe in my lifetime I'm actually hearing about it, seeing it, and it's actually happening. So there's a project that's been going on since probably going back to 2006, actually, end of 2006, start of 2007, called the Hydropolis, which is this underwater hotel, which is in Dubai. So it started in end of 2006, start of 2007. It's a £300 million, 220 suite hotel. And the idea behind it is that it's just off the coastline, just submerged in the water. And it's going to be epic. It's just going to be incredibly epic. So let me read you a little bit about it. It'll include three elements: a land station where guests will be welcome, the connecting tunnel which will transport people by train to the main area of the hotel, and the 220 suites within the submarine leisure complex. It is one of the largest contemporary construction projects in the world. It's going to be finished this year, and at one point they had 150 firms involved in it. It just blows my mind that, you know, somebody with vision can go, right, okay, what I want to do is design a hotel that is basically in the sea. It's just epic. The world's first luxury underwater hotel. Go and check out this link. Do a few searches for pictures of it. Have a look at the artist's renders. Like I say, it's been visualized in 2006, start 2007, and it should be finished this year. And the first one to find a really good Google map photo of it, send me a link, because I really want to see how the construction of it is coming on. Next link today, Bluff, beautiful graphs in JavaScript. So this is a JavaScript port of the Gruff graphing library for Ruby. It's designed to support all the features of Gruff, and it's literally a 2 kilobit file gzipped, and a copy of Google's X Canvas to support the canvas in Internet Explorer. But it makes really nice graphs. Tried to get some graphs code going on one of the projects that I was working on. It sort of stalled because a friend of mine's got to go off and do some other work. But I'm looking at getting it off the ground again. And this is a really quick way of doing it. In the interim, anyway, it's a thing called Bluff. And it's got an API reference to it as well. It's version 3.4.2. And looking around to playing with that at some point. Next link today is over on Branded 7. Two reasons why I mentioned this website. One, I really love the lightweight design. I love this site search in the middle at the very top, so you can, you know, find stuff very easily. I love the hover over with the sort of gravity on it, so that when you hover over somewhere, the actual background catches up with it. The guy's currently accepting freelance projects, so if you're looking for somebody to do something, this guy's got beautiful, beautiful design skills. And he's wrote a blog post IE6, this is back from July actually, IE6, oh, IE6, why must we live with you? And he's basically done this blog post of little handy CSS tips to cover the double margin bug, the box model, step down bug, non-collapsible elements, no hover states, alphabet transparency, PNGs, and various things on there as well. But more than anything, beautiful site, really taking the time out to put the effort in, and definitely will be adding him to my Google Reader list of blogs to follow. Next link today is the guy who actually designed the me.dm logo for me. He wasn't cheap, but he is very good. He's over on Pixel Resort, and he's on version 3 of his site. He's done this really, really nice, spaced out, loads of white space, version 3 of his site. He's on Twitter as FlareUp, and he's very, very good. If you're looking for an illustrator to text something from a concept, the guy basically sketches it out, adds a little bit to it, back and forth. And we worked on a project together. I gave him plenty of ideas as to what I wanted. I wanted a very lightweight sort of mouse that was very sort of meditated, medium styly, you know, cross legs, sort of in a hum sort of state. And he came back with the mouse, and it was brilliant. I'm so made up. I'd love for him to work on the Ammo Box project and a few other projects, but not until I got the cash, the payola, to pay him. So I just need to find that first. Final link today is something that he's just built, actually, called App Weekly with a .ly extension. It's a really slick looking site. A fresh iPhone and iPod Touch app each week. He's got 102 subscribers already. Like I say, really, really simple site. And literally once a week, he sends out a blog post of something that he's found in the App Store that he really likes. And it says on the bottom, "Want to talk? Contact the highly trained monkey staff at flareup@gmail.com. That's it for today. I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Hope you have a really good day wherever you are in the world.